This week's Parsha is Parshas Kitiso. It's also Parshas Paro, as we now are heading towards the holiday of Pesach, of Passover. And so we read not only the Parsha of Kitiso, which in its own right is a very, very monumental Parsha, but we also read from Parshas Chukas, which talks about the Parah Aduma, which is how one, if one is spiritually impure from exposure to a dead body, needs spiritual purification through the red heifer, the Parah Aduma. And so getting ready for the Karban Pesach, for the Paschal lamb that is offered on the 14th of Nisan. So we start that as well. We start preparing and getting ourselves ready for that. Now, Kitisa is really a monumental parasha in the sense that, unfortunately, it talks about the sin of the golden calf of the Cheta Egel. Here we have Moshe on Har Sinai. It's 40 days from the time of the revelation, and Moshe is on his way down with the tablets, the original tablets, which were 100% made from God. There was no human involvement whatsoever. And Moshe, to the people, they think he's late and they need to replace Moshe. Now, if you take a step back, obviously this is one of the worst things that ever happened in our history. As an outgrowth of it, we have Yom Kippur because the Jewish people were eventually forgiven. And we see in this week's parasha that Hashem, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, he tells Moshe, "Psolach Hashnei Luchos Avanu Karishonim," so that he's now given the directive to make a second set of tablets, and that becomes the beginning of the process. And when Moshe comes down with those tablets, that is Yom Kippur. But here we have a situation where Moshe is a little late, and everything seems to fall apart. And so, what exactly is happening here? So obviously, there is something lacking. But what we see is that Moshe needs to be replaced. The people feel a need to replace the fact that Moshe is not there, he didn't come back on time. And so they need right away to have a replacement. So if we look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, as he describes the development of Avodah Zarah, it really, in a certain sense, it begins with the idea of worshiping intermediaries, and then eventually losing really focus, proper focus, proper direction, and then those intermediaries become the source of worship as opposed to, or the focus of worship, let's say it that way, as opposed to Hashem. Now we struggle with how to connect with Hashem. Hashem is completely not physical, and we see there's a lot of discussion as to when Hashem communicated to us at Har Sinai, what exactly did we hear, did we not hear? A lot of different opinions as to what happened there, but clearly Moshe is there as the stand, is the go-between. Moshe, we approach Moshe and we say, "Moshe, please, you need to like be the one who translates this for us. It's too much for us to take directly from Hashem." So we see there already that and this is blessed by Hashem, this is totally okay. So we see that model of having that go-between is very much accepted. But the idea that we see, though, is that from there already, once Moshe is not in the picture, and that there's a quick shift that goes into the wrong direction. And so, and according to the Kuzari, that the later on, this what is now the Egel, which is a prop, clearly not okay, is replaced by the Kruvim, that there is something that's needed there to have some kind of physical manifestation or some place to go in order to be able to communicate with Hashem that we see that the Kruvim represent. So there is something, and we see this constant struggle. But clearly, we need to understand, and this has really always been, and it's for every individual, that we have this struggle of how do we relate and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to God. And here we are physical beings, and we're trying to reach out to something that's completely not physical. And so I think the answer is, if you're on the most basic level, is that Hashem in his Torah is giving us the mode of how we are or have to approach this natural struggle, and that is of how to, in a certain sense, bridge that gap between the physical and the non-physical, to us in this physical reality that we live in, and that of Hashem, which is the Ein Sof, the endless one, the totally not physical, beyond the limitations of time and space. And so, you know, how do we do that? And the answer is Torah. And so it is a slippery slope. We see that there is this need, but at the same time, it's very much, we need to understand that is what Torah is. Torah is basically giving us the structure of how we bridge that gap. And so even though it's true that there is this struggle that exists, at the fallback where we go to is we look in Torah. And it's within Torah that we're given those directives. We're given the structure of how to go about it. And so, you know, we see different explanations as to how we get there. Paradum is a perfect example of something that doesn't make sense in terms of how we would understand any of these things about spiritual impurity and how we purify this and that. So here we have an example. Torah gives us that way of how we would go about it. Here it diagnoses, it shows us there is such an issue, and then gives us this ability to how, when we go about addressing these issues and elevating and purification. And so too, if you look in Torah and we learn and we follow the directives of our lineage, of our Mesorah, of our traditions, and from the Torah and from our rabbis, that we are given the kind of the direction of how one goes about bridging this gap. With that in mind, we should know that we have this incredible treasure, and that we should continue to always look hafochba, always continue to really delve in deeper and deeper into the Torah, because all of our answers can be found there. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.